The Stormont Assembly will be recalled later today in another attempt to elect a speaker. The Assembly collapsed almost 2 years ago due to the Democratic Unionist Party's opposition to post-Brexit trade rules. The recall comes ahead of tomorrow's deadline for the restoration of the power-sharing institutions. We can talk now to political commentator Alex Kane. Alex, this is the seventh recall, the seventh attempt to elect a speaker. Is there any reason to believe that today's outcome will be any different?
Good morning, Rachel. No, there's absolutely no chance at all that it's going to be reinstated. I think it's not a last throw of the dice from Sinn Féin. I think it's just an opportunity on the back of a strike, the big public strike tomorrow, to make it look as though they are trying to put pressure on the DUP. But the DUP issued a statement last night basically saying it's not happening. Don't blame us. This is not our fault. You know, we have other problems that we're still trying to resolve. The government talks are still ongoing, so don't think you're going to pressurise us back. So I don't usually expect big surprises in anything to do with Northern Ireland politics, Rachel, and I'm certainly not expecting one today.
In the relatively recent past, Alex, there was, I think, a belief that the DUP was closer to reaching a compromise on all of this. Is that hope now gone?
I don't think it's gone. It's certainly been dissipated because I think the general view, and I was one of the people who, and I still believe it, to be honest, one of my rare moments of optimism in all of this, I don't think the DUP has anywhere else to go. I mean, the government has made it quite clear. The government has said a number of times, and the Secretary of State has said a number of times, the talks are over. There are a few points of clarification required from the DUP, but to all intents and purposes, the talks are over. I think what we're waiting for now is Geoffrey Donaldson, leader of the DUP, who is a devolutionist. He has been a devolutionist his entire life. Most of the key players in the DUP are devolutionists. They know they would prefer to have an imperfect assembly as opposed to some sort of hybrid direct rule, which they know would do them no favours. I think the difficulty, and it's frustrating the other parties, is certainly frustrating the government as well, because it's like that Trimble moment. At some point, Geoffrey Donaldson has to sit down with his party and say, right, guys, this is the imperfect deal. These are the compromises required. These are the alternatives, which aren't much fun. So let's make a choice. He still hasn't got them to make that choice. And I, to be honest, Rachel, I'm not quite sure what's stopping him, because I don't see what the government is planning to give him. There's certainly no evidence that Rishi Sunak, who is up to his eyes with other problems, is suddenly going to devote any extra attention to what's happening over here.
Meanwhile, tens of thousands of public sector workers are about to stage a strike. New inflation figures just published, the cost of living going up again. There are a lot of issues out there to be tackled.
Well, there are a lot. This is the biggest public sector strike I think we've ever had in Northern Ireland. And this is a lot of people who have been told quite some time ago that their pay settlements had basically been agreed. But the trouble is they were agreed at a time, in some cases over a year ago, so they would be expecting some more. They were denied because the argument always was there wasn't an assembly, and it had to be an assembly that had to make this call. But the reality is the Secretary of State, in the absence of a functioning assembly and executive, the Secretary of State can take onto himself the powers to make these decisions. And I think this is where the unions think they're caught in this awful bind. Secretary of State told them, he actually said, I have the money. You could have your money, but I'm not giving you the money until the DUP sort themselves out. He conflated two issues which did not need to be conflated. He's managed, in this extraordinary situation where for quite some time it was the DUP were coming under pressure, the Secretary of State has managed to put himself under pressure by saying those, or by saying, oh, well, yes, I do have the money, but you're not getting it. That is a terrible way to negotiate with anyone, and certainly a terrible way to deal with what is a crisis, not a political crisis in one sense, not a constitutional crisis, but an actual day-to-day living crisis for many people who are, hundreds, in some cases, thousands of pounds behind, salaries they would be expecting to earn right now, but kept being told, oh, sorry, we can't do this. And don't forget, we had the Assembly down 3 years between 2017 to 2020. The Assembly was also down. So the public sector, and in other sectors as well, have over the past almost 7 years found it enormously difficult to get anything done because they're constantly told, oh, we'd love to do it, but there's no assembly. That's the great thumping dysfunction at the heart of Northern Ireland politics right now.
Alex, thanks so much for talking to us this morning. Alex Kane there.